Hello there, this is Jill Wigmore Welsh, and I'm just recording another in the Gain No Pain series. This is part two, and we're going to be using processes from the Feldenkrais Method, NLP, and hypnosis. This is recorded in 2012, right at the beginning. And if you're beginning to start this process, make sure you've listened to Pain One before you progress on to this one. When we're dealing with pain, what's really important is to make sure that there isn't an underlying what we call pathology. In other words, there isn't something going on inside your body that needs some sort of treatment. So sometimes there are things that we can do to help ourselves, and sometimes there are things that need to be done from a medical perspective, a diagnosis. In other words, we need to find out exactly what it is that's causing the problem. And sometimes those types of conditions can be treated with surgery, with drug treatment, and sometimes they can be treated conservatively. What's really important when I have people coming to see me, and also when you're working with any of these processes online, is that you're aware that that therapeutic contract, the relationship that you have with me, listening to what we're talking about in this recording, it's based on you having gone off and ensured that you have got yourself checked out with by your clinician. And this is really important to me as a healthcare professions registered consultant physiotherapist in the UK. I think this is what really differentiates us from some of the complementary therapy practitioners and the sports practitioners, etc., the therapists in the UK. We work very, very closely with our medical colleagues, and we use our medical colleagues to do all of the tests that need to be done. Although I can refer for MRI scans, x-rays, etc., I will always ensure that my patients have been checked by a surgeon, by a consultant, by a GP, whoever it needs to be, to make sure there isn't anything that is going on inside the system that needs treatment. So these recordings are not meant to be a part of treatment without you having got a diagnosis. The idea of this Gain No Pain series is that this is working with you to understand what's happening with your system. And even when your pathology, in other words, even after somebody has had cancer and their tumour is removed, they can still experience pain. Even when somebody has had a swelling, a prolapse we call it, of a disc, and that swelling, that irritation resolves, and even if the disc is left slightly changed, sometimes the symptoms of pain can improve, but sometimes they can persist. So pain can sometimes be present even when a pathology isn't there. But we always have to make sure, and you have to make sure, that you've had that checked out. So please, can you make sure that your physician is happy for you to be approaching managing your pain in a conservative manner? So allow yourself to find a space, somewhere that you can sit, somewhere that you can bring yourself to be with the least level of symptoms that you usually have. So if you find that standing and walking, for example, you feel less of your symptoms, then you can do this process in standing and walking. If you find that lying down or sitting is the only position that you're able to get into, maybe you've got some physical constraints, maybe you've had surgery, and that now that you're recuperating, you are not able to get out of your chair or get out of bed, etc. So however it may be, you find yourself a way that you can actually be comfortable, as comfortable as possible. And we accept that, you know, like a fear of spiders, the fear is real, but it may not be rational, but it is there, and it causes you to have nasty, noxious feelings, maybe dizziness, sweating, feeling threatened, feeling scared. That's real. And when you have pain, when you have these feelings that you call pain, They're real. They really exist. You get these real sensations. And yet we know with neuroscience how clever the brain is. We know that somebody who has a very severe phobia of spiders can actually even be scared of a toy spider, because the toy spider, it's not a real spider, they know it's not a real spider, but they can still be scared when they see this toy spider, because it reminds them of a real spider. And at one level of consciousness, somebody can be rationally, they can understand this, they can say, but I know it's a toy, but I'm still scared of it, you know, this is completely, I don't understand. Because at lots of levels of our, if you like, consciousness, of what we're aware of, lots of the layers, it's a bit like an onion. And the surface layers, the brown layers, if you like, on the outside, we can sense, we can feel. But when we get deeper and deeper inside, there are things that have gone on in our past, in our history, that we don't remember today. Consciously, on the outside, we don't remember them, but we do remember them. We remember them inside. So with our pain, with this symptom that we call pain, you do remember, it is there, it's real, and you create it. And how you create it is through your system. Something triggers something to cause something to be fired off, to cause a pattern to go in your central nervous system through to your brain that triggers off these centers, that gives you these feelings. And it all really happens. So it's all real. It's real to you. It's really happening to you. And if you want to make a change to something that's really happening, the first place you need to start is to ask yourself, is there any way that you can think of that you can be beginning to start to approach this? So if we have a habit and a pattern, sometimes one of the things to do is to place ourselves into this most comfortable and easy state. The first place to start is not with the most difficult situation. So if you have pain and you have symptoms, and there's a time that you know that you can get into where your symptoms are reduced, this is where I'd like you to start. So I'd like you to be practicing these processes in a way, or in a state, or in a frame of mind, or in a place, or doing an activity that you know is the activity where you're least likely to get pain. So if you get pain when you take your weight, for example, if you stand on one leg, and you get your pain in your hip or your back or into your sciatica when you take your weight on that leg, we're going to start off with no weight on that leg. If you get pain when you lie down, well, then let's start off in standing. So whatever it is that you know, and if you don't know, then this could also be part of the exploration. Often in Feldenkrais processes, we like to take you into your habits and patterns. And this is one occasion where in a Feldenkrais approach, I think we need to be quite mindful about taking our clients into their pain. So in a hands-on lesson, a functional integration lesson, for example, often we will explore patterns and habits of movement. So if you're lying on the table or you're standing and walking, often what will happen is we will gently encourage your system to go into habit and pattern to enable you to be beginning to start to sense and feel what it is that you're doing. But in the case of pain, if we encourage people to go into their pain, it can be that we're reinforcing those symptoms. So what I'd like you to do is to be beginning to switch your thinking. Often in pain management clinics, you're asked to keep something called a pain diary. Write down when you get the pain, how severe it is, how long it lasts, etc. I'd like you to start off by switching that. I'd like you to keep a no-pain diary. So your no-pain diary is going to go something like this. You're going to get yourself an A4 piece of A4 book. It can be a real diary if you want to. And you're going to divide that diary up into day and night. So it's 24 hours in a day. You can still continue to do everything that you'd normally do, take your drugs, your tablets, whatever's. There's no reason to change any of that. But I'd like you to be beginning to start to record when it is you don't have pain. So for example, a classic pain diary will ask you to write down the nature and severity of the pain that you have on a day to day. So you might write down that you woke up in the morning, as soon as you rolled over and got out of bed, there was your pain. Grade 5, out of a scale of 0 to 5, where 5 0 is no pain and 5 is the worst pain imaginable. Bang, it was there, it was 5. Every single time during the day you get your pain, you write it down. Well, I want you to be monitoring those times in the day where you don't have pain. Now, it may be that you've taken some drugs. It may be you've taken some painkillers, some sleeping tablets. It may be you've used a TENS machine. Whatever it is, but I do want you to jot down when you don't have pain. So even if you're getting 20 minutes sleep at night, I want you to write it down, no pain, 20 minutes sleep. Even if in the afternoon, you're suddenly aware that you were talking to a friend or something was happening, actually it wasn't there for 10 minutes, you write it down. I want you to be beginning to start to write down those small episodes during the day, those small times during the day where maybe you don't have pain. As we're doing this, what I want you to do is also to write down next to your listing of when you don't have pain what it was that you were doing at that time. So for example, if you find that you're not having so much pain, or if the pain is reduced, this is also up to you to decide. Do you want to write down just when you have pain? Or do you want to start calling it by different names? This is the stage 2 we're going to go on to in a minute. So I want you to jot down when it is you have the pain. And then I want you to be beginning to start to either grade it, so either call it by different names, or gradings, so naught is no pain, pain is the worst pain imaginable. So what would you call the worst pain imaginable? If I'm thinking about myself here, and it's also interesting because I've had pain, I've had lots of pain over the time, lots of injuries, lots of pain with my back, all sorts of aches and pains here and there. I can imagine there's a pain that I haven't even really felt yet. That sounds really crazy, but I can imagine there's something called terror pain. I don't know, a pain that's so severe that, I don't know, I can't imagine it. And then maybe at the other end of the scale there might be just a little twinge of pain, twinge of discomfort. I'd like you to be beginning to start to develop your language of pain. I'd like you to have a little repertoire of pain. Because pain is just one word, just a four-letter word. And if somebody says to you, do you have pain? It's easy to say yes. And if we say on a scale of 0 to 5, it's almost implying that there is only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But imagine if you had 40 different words that could be this negative state, because it is a negative state. Because where we get to the point where we have no pain, we must then also have a point that we begin to start to go to. So imagine there's a seesaw. And in the middle of the seesaw, it's got like this triangle. So it's sort of this solid piece in the center, and then there's this wooden seesaw that's balanced on top. And right over at one end, when the seesaw tips down, that is the worst possible feeling, the most negative feeling that you can possibly imagine. What would you call that? And then somewhere in the middle, there's no discomfort, pain, whatever you want to call it. And then going the other way, we begin to start to go into really relaxed, calm, easy, happy, blissful, whatever. So imagine there's this continuum. And at the moment when we're asking our clients if we can start with naught is no pain and five is the worst pain imaginable, we're only going on the right side of this seesaw. So expand it across. How long could this piece of wood be balancing on the top? Imagine this central balance point was balancing a piece of wood that could stretch and stretch and stretch. And as each time it stretches away further and further, we're getting words which are more and more and more severe and negative. And maybe there are states, feelings, sensations which are even further away from the negative state you're at the moment. It's an interesting thought. And then coming away from that, there are also these other states that rest the other way. You could do this as a diagram. You could draw this out. You could actually draw this out maybe in your pain diary. And you could decide to change this pain diary and say, well, I'm going to have a no pain diary. I decided I'm going to change this. And this is actually something I've used with clients. And clients quite like this because they said, well, you know, it's actually quite nice to come away from this idea of thinking about the pain the whole time. I actually really like this idea of having a no pain diary, because a no pain diary means that we're beginning to start to introduce the idea that there could be these tiny seconds during the day where something isn't as severe as it could be. It could be a little bit less. And so you can do this visually, you can draw this out. You could color code it if you want to. You could, if you like colors, you could give your pain, your nasty negative symptoms, a color. And you could equally well choose whether you want your pain to go to your left or your right. Some people like to have their negative side onto the right hand side of this seesaw. Some people like to have it onto the left hand side of the seesaw. So you can think about this and imagine yourself somewhere in relation to this seesaw. So as you're doing whatever you're doing right now, as you're walking along, as you're sitting or you're lying, whatever, just to relax yourself and imagine yourself actually somehow seeing this seesaw. If you're somebody who finds it difficult to visualize, then the idea of a seesaw, the old-fashioned type of seesaw, the one where you see children sitting and going up on one side and down on the other, is something that most people will have seen. We also use the same in dog agility, where you have this balance board where the dog has to run up one side and then down the other side. And as you're looking at this seesaw and you're imagining where on that seesaw, as you've laid it out, with the pain either going over to the right or to the left, or pain-free, easy, comfortable, happy, relaxed, euphoric states going over to the other side, whichever sides it may be, or the colours that you want to put on this. Just allow yourself to find the place where you are right now. And almost certainly, it may not be right at the very end. So however much we like to think that we've experienced everything that we can do in life, maybe something that little bit more, it might be there's just something that's that bit more relaxed. It might be there's just something that's that little bit more, well, toxic than we know. Allow yourself to place yourself somewhere so that you can say, well, I'm at that colour, I'm at that point. That's right. And during the day, when you're writing down in your diary how your no pain is today, remember there will also be days where you will have days where things seem to be more but no painy than other days. And that's okay as well. because all we're doing is recording those days where our pain could be different. We're also recording down the times, the type of activities we were doing when we started to notice that we weren't getting that nauseous, noxious, toxic, horrible, yucky, nasty thing going on. And it may be that we can learn something from that. So now be beginning to start to think about the seesaw again as you're doing what you're doing. Got this seesaw. And I want you to imagine what it would be like to be moving yourself to stand on the seesaw so that you're at the point on the seesaw where your sensations, whatever it is you're feeling, is happening now. And as you're standing on that seesaw, you can feel it moving down towards the side of wherever it is. And it's almost, it's trying to tip you into that little bit more. So if it's a discomfort side, you may want to stand yourself a little bit balanced. You may want to get yourself a little bit more rested, more easy, self-reliance. And as you're resting, feeling easy, or standing, feeling more self-reliant, allowing yourself just to be aware of your breathing, especially the out-breath. As you're breathing out and relaxing gently and slowly, allowing yourself just to sense what it's like just to breathe standing here on the seesaw. And balance and be in this space. And allow yourself just to turn to look towards the even more no pain aspect. Now, if you're already tipped over the center point, it may be that to walk towards the even more no pain is going to be a step down. It's going to be a step in the direction of doing something more that you're already doing, which might feel easy to do. And if you're on the side of going up towards the center point, this might mean it's a little more tricky and more challenging because this is taking you really out of your habit. And this is also a mental process too, because sometimes when we want to move ourselves towards a point of equilibrium, we sometimes have to go into things that feel a little bit strange, a little bit weird. It's not quite so easy because we're pulling ourselves away from a habit. So just notice as you think about moving yourself, maybe just, I don't know, a tiny bit, what it would be that you'd need to do. And if what you've found is that what you're doing at the moment, there's something about what you're doing at the moment, which is the thing that you need to do in order to help you to feel a little bit less of this noxious, toxic, horrible, yucky symptom, maybe just do a bit more. So for example, if you found that putting weight on one leg made that discomfort come on, and you found that, I don't know, swinging the weight over into the other side helped, just notice if there's anything else you can do that fits with that process and explore it for yourself. If you find that the walking is helping your discomfort to discomfort away a little, and maybe that you notice something, listening to my voice maybe as you're walking or looking around you, whatever it is. As you notice those subtle changes taking place, just draw your attention to doing that a little bit more. Something different. If you're lying in bed, whatever it is you notice that you found that you need to do, just do it a little bit more. And if what you're finding at this point is that you're lying there and you're saying to yourself, well, I just really don't know what I can do, or you're standing and walking and thinking, I just really don't know how I could shift this, this is when sometimes what needs to happen is you need to go and see another practitioner. Because in the Feldenkrais work, how we work is that when people come to see us, we stand on the outside of what you do. And it's really hard sometimes for us to see what it is that we do and feel what it is that we do, sense what it is that we do. But you know, sometimes when you watch somebody else doing something or listen to them speaking the way they speak, you can tell what they're doing, and it's as if you want to go, excuse me, but I can tell exactly what it is that's going on here. This is where a Feldenkrais practitioner can work with you. But I would also advise you to really consider asking that Feldenkrais practitioner that you go to see whether or not they know anything about medical problems. And I think this is really important because within the Feldenkrais community, the practitioners of the Feldenkrais method often don't come from a medical background. And as a medical practitioner myself, as a consultant physiotherapist who's been working for 35 years with people with physical problems, with all the sorts of nasty things like cancers, tumours, surgeries, neuromas, fibromyalgias, all sorts of pain caused by all sorts of tissue trauma and injury, it is important to understand the pathology, the physiology, what happens at cell level, and also the neuroscience of what is going on in someone's system. It's important that you talk to somebody who understands the current thinking, current evidence base, and research backed up neuroscientific approaches that we're taking towards the management of chronic pain and acute pain so that it doesn't slip into being chronic pain. If you come to see a practitioner such as myself or somebody else who's got a medical qualification and uses these methods, what will happen is that person will take account that pathology and they will work with you to enable you to have a bit of an understanding about what it is that you're doing that is causing you to get your symptoms to come on. A Feldenkrais practitioner will tend to work with you hands-on. You will only need to relax. You don't need to do anything because you're being shown. You're feeling, you're sensing. Your practitioner will put on their hands and they will use any way, gentle ways to show you what it is that you're doing. Where you're tensioning, where you're holding, what you're protecting, how you're not moving. So allow yourself through the course of this process to be beginning to start to develop this idea of a no-pain diary. Somewhere in the middle there is that center point on the balance of this seesaw where you don't have pain. And begin to explore what it is to have this giant balance board on the top there. All the way over at one end is the most severe sensation that you possibly may not even be able to imagine because you've never had it. All the way on the other side is the most blissful, wonderful, calm, happy, easy, pain-free state. And we'll call that something new. And I'd like you to do this, and I'd like you to begin to start to record this. And the reason that this is going to be helpful for you is because what you may find is that you are able to identify short periods of time during the day where you don't have the same level of symptoms. Thank you very much for listening. I'm going to be producing a third podcast in this series for pain. And I hope that you're able to come back and take part. This is Jill Wigmore Welsh, based in Reading in Berkshire, but at the moment down in Hampshire, recording for you. Happy 2012. Thank you very much.